This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Before we begin today, just a little backstory. 3 days before I gave this message, I lost a mentor in the ministry. His name was Ben Hayden from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I listened to Ben Hayden every Sunday on the radio for over 30 years. I really did. We named our youngest son Ben after Ben Hayden. 4 or 5 times over the years, Ben Hayden gave me time out of his schedule to impart wisdom and knowledge to me, which I appreciated a great deal. It was the Tuesday after this message was given that his funeral took place, and Stuart Cook, our producer for Cross Hope, and I attended that funeral in Chattanooga. I talk about Ben, my son, talk about Ben Hayden, and then go into the message, the first in a new series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. God bless you as you listen. Our youngest son, Ben, who is in the motorcycle business, took a 2-week trip to Ecuador, got back last Sunday, and did a motorcycle trek across jungle roads and back roads of Ecuador. We were worried the whole time, obviously, because he took a camera that's called a GoPro camera, hooked it to his helmet. And so we have video of him on these dangerous roads. I'm glad we didn't see the video until he got back. We picked him up at the airport Sunday, the Dayton airport. We didn't know his flight. We didn't know an airline. We didn't know where he was coming from in terms of coming home to Dayton. He just said, be there at 3:20. We were there at 3:20. In the car, asked him, did you ever get sick? Did the water bother you? Did anything happen? And I said, was there any point during the 2 weeks that you felt any danger? Was there any point that you felt anxiety? You felt an uneasiness? And he said, only when I saw you and Mom. Dad, that's the only time is when I came back. I didn't ask him any more questions after that. It was Ben Hayden who was walking through a hallway at a hotel years ago with his luggage going to his room when he said that he walked by a room that where the door was ajar. Ben Hayden said just as he walked by that person's room, he heard a man praying on the inside. All he heard was this, God, change the way I think. God, change the way I think. And Ben Hayden said it was a holy moment. A holy moment when he heard that man say, God, change the way I think. I want to talk about some holy moments in your life for the next 7 weeks. As for the next 7 weeks, I'm simply going to take different prayers out of the Old Testament. And not only are we going to study them, part of the assignment, if I can use that term, is that during the week, perhaps today, you will literally take what we're reading today and you will get alone with your Bible and you'll pray out loud the words of that prayer today. And next week, you'll do the same thing with that prayer in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. 7 prayers that can change your life. We start today with Psalm 4. It's a prayer of David. Answer me when I call to you. O my righteous God, give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? Right in the middle of his prayer, he's talking to people out loud. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear. Underline that, the Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. Somebody came here today, you don't know it, but you came here to hear that verse. In your anger, do not sin. We'll talk about what it means to sin in anger. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.